Good morning. Welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray that the broadcast today will be a blessing to you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you reach down and touch hearts. I ask, God, that you encourage your people today through your word, and I pray that you speak to us through your word. Give us hearing ears and receiving hearts. And I pray, Father, you make the plan of salvation clear and plain to the people that are listening. God, that they must know they must receive Jesus, your Son, as their Savior, and that, Lord, they must confess their sins and believe in their heart that you have sent him, and you said we would be saved. Lord, we take you at your word, and we pray for salvation. We pray, God, that you forgive those who have not received you as Savior. They'll ask forgiveness even now as they make you their Lord and their Savior. Change their hearts and lives for time and eternity. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. You know what? The Bible says that, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. God will give you a new life, and God will give you a reason to live, and God will bring joy into your heart when you give your life to Jesus. You know, in my little book of sayings, it says the empty bucket makes more noise than a full one when kicked. In other words, an intelligent person needs fewer words to express himself. Filled with God's love, and you're not in vain. You know, when you're filled with God's love, what you say is not in vain. Your words are not empty. Your words are not vain. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, which is known as the chapter of love, in verse 8, it says, the first part of that says, charity, or God's love, never fails. You know, as my husband and I traveled for so many years in the truck stops, and we preached to anybody and everybody that would come around, you know, we had a lot of runaways and a lot of hitchhikers that would come. And you know what? They had a lot of hard things that happened to them. And sometimes you just didn't know all the words to say to people when they came with so many needs. But you know what? The greatest language that you can give to a person is that you just love them. So many times in the scripture, when the Lord would minister to people, or he would heal them, even Legion, when he delivered him from all the devils, he said, go back and tell the people what compassion I had on you. Let me tell you something. The Lord has compassion on you. The Lord does not want to condemn you. He came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He came to give you his love, and in return he wants us to go forth and show his love through us and through our lives. I went to a nursing home, and we were ministering in there one time, and there was this lady there who never spoke, and she just stayed slumped over in a wheelchair all the time, and she was so pitiful. I would talk to her, but I didn't know if she was understanding, and I didn't know how to minister to her. And one day I prayed. I said, Lord, how can I minister to her? What can I do? And the Lord just put in my spirit, you know, just brush her with your hand and just tell her that you love her. Oh, that means so much. You have no idea how deep love, God's love, can go in a distorted life. How deep God's love can go in a life that seems to be helpless and hopeless. Some of you are facing circumstances and you think it's hopeless, but I come to tell you it is not hopeless in your life. God's love can bring you out. God's love will never fail, and he loves you so much he sent his Son to die on the cross that you can live with him throughout eternity. And it's because of God's love we have that blessed assurance. Today I want you to walk in God's love, and I want you to receive God's love. It says God's love, charity, never fails. God's love won't fail you. God's word won't fail you. He won't leave you, and he won't forsake you. The sweetest song that I know, the sweetest song that I ever learned, was Jesus Loves Me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. And that's what I want you to hear today, that Jesus loves you. This you should know, because the Bible tells you so. God bless you today, and I pray that you rejoice in Jesus, and you'll walk in God's love, because God's love will never, never fail. God bless you today. Have a beautiful day in Jesus, and tune in again next week at the same time.